What's up, guys? It's Shannon, and it is nice to have something in your life that's good enough to brag about, right? The number one thing I've found myself bragging about lately is the experience of being in my bed. And it's not because there's anything really happening in there. There's not any movie nights or breakfast in bed. It's just night after night of amazing sleep. Now, I have actually considered adding my Brooklinen sheets to my online dating profiles. Like, maybe you'll be the lucky one who gets to spend the rest of your nights with me in my Brooklinen sheets. I feel like this could give me some serious dating success because people are gonna want to experience the softest sheets ever, right? I can say with total confidence that my Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And since you are one of my favorite people ever, a Stuff with Shannon listener, I want to tell you about an exclusive offer. You can get $20 off and free shipping at brooklinen.com if you use the promo code Shannon. And guess what? Brooklinen knows that you're going to love your sheets, so they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code Shannon. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Shannon, Shannon. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. That's so cool, right?
No.
I'm getting mad all over again. I need Jesus nipple band-aids. Thank you for humoring me.
That's what I do. Check
this out. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Really cold in here.
It is.
It's not getting any warmer. I don't understand.
I know. I thought it would be too.
But no.
I was thinking it was me, but.
No, it's not you. It's me too.
It's a little chilly.
It's us. I think that there is something in the air these days where I'm putting off some kind of vibe to make people very argumentative with me or very combative with me. Okay, so we talked about this on the show, but I went to interview a country artist or a country group that I love, Dan and Shay.
Right.
Okay, so I'm walking around in the back area trying to get to the tour bus where the interview is going to take place.
Okay.
I don't have a laminate. I just have like a meet and greet sticker that I didn't even put on. And I'm walking by the area where people can actually go in and sing karaoke and buy beers and stuff when this cigarette-smoking security lady stops me. And takes a couple puffs, looks at me, and she's like, what are you doing back here? I'm like, I'm about to do an interview with the band. And she's like, well, do you have your laminate? No, I don't have a laminate. This is what I have, including the two microphones and recorder in my hand. Because you know everybody
walks around
with that, right?
With expensive electronic equipment.
Well, who told you you could be back here? So I tell her the guy's name, and she starts marching towards the tour bus to go knock on the door and get the guy to confirm that I can, in fact, be back there. Like, don't do that. They're doing an interview right now. You're going to disrupt what they're doing. And she's like, well, you can't stand back here. Okay. So I start walking. And not, I don't get maybe 15 feet when two other security guys come at me. What are you doing back here? Well, I'm about to interview the band. And they keep going. But I said, I've already been told that I can't be by the bus. I'm going to keep walking. But they keep at it. And they ask me like three times, what are you doing over here? And I'm like, I've already told you that I'm going to continue walking as soon as you stop talking to me.
Right?
But I can't do that. I'm just here to do my job, but I can't get it done because you're being buttholes. And I call these two older security men buttholes because I'm so mature like that. And it was, I was genuinely upset at that point because I'm not doing anything wrong.
Right.
I'm just trying to get my job done. Yeah. And these buttholes won't let me get it done. But any sane, grown-ass woman would have said, you're being a-holes.
Right.
Not me. I said buttholes. And you know how when I get kind of upset or when I get worked up over something, my voice kind of gets shaky? It was shaky. And I think I had a tear or two in my eyes because I didn't know what to do. I was mad and there was nothing I could do other than call them in buttholes. So that was my experience with the security team at the concert, calling them buttholes. And then the other day, I was at the convenience store. I just needed air in the tires. That's all I needed. And it's one of those machines that has the credit card thingy on it.
Oh.
I tried using the credit card, and it kept saying, tap your card. So I tapped my card. It wouldn't work. Okay, well, not a big deal. I have a couple bucks, and there's a coin slot, so I can just pay in quarters.
Right.
But I don't have quarters, so I got to get change. So I go in the convenience store, where I'm behind three people in line, all of whom are buying bulk beer. They wanted bulk Keystone Light. I guess that's what I saw. Keystone.
Top of the line.
And I guess that the giant can of Keystone was a real bargain, because people were leaving the line, putting their six pack of Keystones down so they could go also get a giant Keystone. I don't know. Anyway, so after three bulk beer buying people in front of me finished, I get to the counter and I'm like, hey, I was just want, can I have change for $2? $2 worth of quarters, not a big deal. And there's two guys behind the counter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One that's working, he's training, and one who's just standing there smiling at everybody while he watches the guy training. So, can I have $2 in quarters, please? I hand over the money. And then as soon as the guy working takes it, other guy's like, why do you need change? I said, because I need to get air from your air machine. He's like, no, you can't have change. Doesn't work. I'm like, well, the credit card part doesn't work either, so I'm going to try the change. Just give me the $2. Nope. Can't have $2 in quarters to try in the air machine, because nope, not going to work. And I'm just standing there, and I think my mouth dropped a little bit. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Because the credit card's not working either. And all that I need is eight quarters. I just need eight quarters. And you're arguing with me over eight quarters.
What can I buy that's 10 cents?
No, I wasn't going to buy anything. Thank God the man that was training stepped in and he's like, oh, it does work now. So just whatever. What do I push to give her the change? I was about to also get into an argument with the convenience store workers over eight quarters to get air in the tires. I don't understand. Like, why does life have to be so friggin' complicated at times? Just give me the quarters. For God's sake, give me the effing quarters.
Because it's not on you whether or not the machine works. Just give me the quarters and I'll figure it out on my own.
I tried two different cards and both of them were the same result. Tap your card. I'm tapping the card. Nothing's happening. Give me the eight flipping quarters. Man, I'm getting mad all over again. Just thinking about it. Like, who in their right mind makes somebody stand there and justify their need for $2 in quarters?
Yeah, that he kind of lost me at what do you need the quarters for? Because really, just, it doesn't matter. Just give them to me.
He was happy with everybody buying the Keystone.
For the tooth fairy, for the vending machine at work, for whatever. I asked you for them, give it.
Right, I'm just trying to get air in the tire so I don't die. That's all. That's all.
I don't think it's too much to ask.
Oh, don't even get me started on my car situation right now, Deontay. I've spent so much money. Uh-oh. My car's not old, but it's not new.
Uh-huh.
I drive a lot.
Yeah.
So I have like 130,000 miles on my 2013 Mazda.
Oh.
Okay, so it's been having some issues. I had to replace the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal. Had to get it aligned. Not a big deal. Had to replace all four tires within a year of replacing them before. Big deal, but had to be done. I've been to these mechanics and I've had them, like, it's been up above the head so they can inspect everything on the bottom side. And they're like, I don't know what's wrong with it. Should be. I don't think anything's going on with it. Should just go get aligned and get some new tires and it won't make any noises. So I do. It's still making noise. You can hear me coming from a mile away and I'm making that up. It's ridiculous. I take it to another guy. Oh, your car's perfect now that I've looked at it. Still making all these noises, Deontay. I took it to a mobile mechanic this past Friday and he looked at it and he's like, yeah, I'm surprised your wheel ain't falling off yet. Your wheel bearing's so bad. I'm like, seriously? I've been hauling around my nephews in this car because all these people told me it wasn't a big deal. And you're telling me that my wheel is barely hanging on? Yep, that's what I'm telling you.
Oh.
So for $380, tomorrow I'll come to your place and replace it. Okay. Because honestly, nobody else has been able to fix my... So, I paid the $380 to have the nice man come and replace my wheel bearing on my car.
And
now my tire pressure light's on and it won't go off.
Oh.
And so I went to the tire place yesterday to have them check my tire, and everything's fine. I don't know what's going on, Deontay, but I'm angry. I'm angry, and I'm looking for an argument. So
you
bring it.
You need to find a woman mechanic.
Oh, there is a place that I can take it to, actually.
You need to find a woman mechanic.
I'm glad that you said that, because I need them to look at my sensor. But I've been having so much anxiety and so much irrational anger in my head lately, mm-hmm. that I've decided to add something else to my bucket list.
Oh, okay.
That I think you're going to approve of. Okay, two things, actually. Number one, I really would like to take a fan boat through a swamp. It's always been something I wanted to do, but I forget about it. So I wrote it down so I don't forget that I really, really want to do it before I die. I want to take a fan boat through a swamp.
Like with alligators and stuff?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you just want to go on a swamp tour.
That's so cool, right?
No.
Okay.
It sounds like mosquitoes.
Well, yeah, but I don't get bitten by mosquitoes.
Oh.
I think I'm one of those lucky ones. I haven't had a mosquito bite in I don't know how long.
No. Well, I don't get a ton of them, but I get enough of them to not want to go on a swamp tour.
Okay, well, I'm going to go on the swamp tour and I'll take pictures for you.
Yes, please do.
But secondly is I've decided, again, mm-hmm. I've made this decision before.
Okay.
And I didn't follow through, but I wrote it down this time. I'm a runner now.
Oh.
I'm going to do a half marathon by the spring. That's my goal. Okay, and I wrote that I'm going to do a half marathon by the spring.
That is a lofty goal. So did you find like a training group?
I downloaded Couch to 10K, and I've been doing that.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to be able to run 13.1 miles mm-hmm. by, I think that the half marathon that I'm looking at doing is in March or April.
Okay.
So that gives me plenty of time, right?
Ish. Yeah, I would think.
Okay, well, I mean, I've been having swollen knees between runs, mm-hmm. so maybe that's going to slow me down a little bit.
Maybe.
But even if I have to wear crutches or get my walker with the tennis balls back from my dad accidentally gave my walker to my Nina and Peepaw, and I'm going to need to get it back. If I have to do that, dang it, I'm doing it. But I'm doing a half marathon by this spring.
Okay.
So Couch to 10K, I've been doing it. As much as I can.
How close are you to running a 10K?
I think my longest run has been like 2.1 miles.
Okay.
But I just started 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's good.
So 2 miles versus no miles.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty huge in my opinion. But I've noticed in my current state of mind that even running, if I run where there's people, mm-hmm. it gives me a whole new set of anxious issues.
How so?
Deontay, I'm a mess.
Are you worried about people
No.
Or?
I wonder if runners judge other runners.
They do.
With the Couch to 10K app, you walk for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. then you run for a minute, minute and a half, and then you walk for a minute, whatever.
Right.
So you're walking, running. But with me, if there's anybody on the trail coming towards me, even if I have to run an extra 45 seconds so that they don't see me stop to walk, I'll do it because I don't want them thinking that I'm not as good of a runner as them.
Okay. I don't think those people judge you.
The oncoming people?
I think people judge more like what people are wearing or...
Oh, I have a fanny pack. It's actually a SPI pack, small personal items pack. It's a special fanny pack. And
how,
I have an armband.
How is that different?
It's not like a giant fanny pack. It's like a little bitty one that stretches out as you put stuff in it.
Okay.
So it's not as noticeable as a fanny pack.
Okay.
Although I do have a fanny pack that holds two water bottles somewhere at home, one on each side. That was from the last time I was going to be a runner.
Oh, okay.
I bought that, but then I got my brain tumor and I couldn't even walk, much less run. So now I'm doing it again. I've got my SPI bag.
Okay.
And I put my little, I have my Bluetooth headphones that I hate. Like, I'm all in, Deontay.
All right.
I have to run again today, but I have to do it at a time when there's not very many other people running.
Okay.
Because I can't handle the anxiety that comes with that judgment.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
You're doing Couch to 10K.
Uh-huh.
But is there an in-between?
What do you mean?
Like a 5K?
Yeah, there's a Couch to 5K, but why bother with that when you can go big?
I'm just saying, maybe you should set yourself up for a couple of smaller successes before
I'm already
you
looking into Ironman.
Go the 6.2 miles.
I'm looking into Ironman things. and I want to be a triathlete at some point.
Okay.
Maybe not a triathlete because swimming is too hard.
I was going to ask you. I mean, I know you
I do.
You have to swim a long way for a triathlon.
I don't, I've not looked, I don't know any specifics of it. I've just been looking up dates. I just look up dates for things. Honestly, I'm like, I want to do a triathlon. When are they in my area? And then I screenshot the date and I send it to myself.
That sounds like a stellar plan.
That's what I've been doing with all these runs. Like, there's so many coming to town, and I've sent them all to myself because all of them have their own selling points. Like, one, you can run around pumpkins, and one, you can run and get some beer when you're done.
Well, like, I have friends that are runners, and I hear there are two things that make people want to run particular races.
Uh-huh.
One is the kind of thematic attraction. Uh-huh. So the desserts or the
alcohol,
beer, the treats that you get afterwards, and the hardware.
The hardware?
The
free stuff you get?
No, the medals.
Oh.
So a lot of times you'll get like a participation medal.
Oh, yeah. Or I want one where every single runner that participates and crosses the finish line gets a medal.
Yeah, but they have to look really good.
Oh, yeah.
So if you get like, if it's a crappy looking medal, people aren't interested.
Just buy your own medal.
They want, but yeah, but you can't just buy your own.
Well, when do you get to see the medal ahead of time?
I think sometimes they show pictures of them on the.
See, I didn't know I needed to. Now I'm going to have to go back and look at all the runs I've sent myself to see if the medal is cool enough.
Well, you should also probably register for one. Well, it's not enough to just send yourself a picture of it.
I don't want to invest some money because what if I'm a huge failure at running again? You know?
Don't look at it as a failure. Look at it as an opportunity to improve.
Oh, I'm improving.
Well, see, there you go.
I'm already on week two, day two. So okay. I'm pretty sure that means I'm all in.
Okay.
Ish. I mean, I was going to run while we were in Florida on vacation, mm-hmm. but when it wasn't raining, we were at the beach.
Okay.
I did do some running on the beach, which sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
And the beach is nothing like it looks on Baywatch, which is really disappointing. I was expecting lifeguards up in the little thingies.
Uh-huh.
Why do they have lifeguard stands if nobody's going to use them?
Oh.
What's the point?
Huh.
I don't get it.
Maybe because there were red flags and you weren't supposed to be in the water.
I feel like, though, somebody on this great planet that we live on should invest in giant speakers on the beach and play the Baywatch theme all the time. Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. I think we would be so motivated to get up and do stuff. Some people need to help somebody. The edge of surrender's in sight. Don't worry, it's gonna be all right.
I'm pretty sure I've never seen an episode of Baywatch all the way through.
Because I'm always ready. I won't let you out of my sight. I'll be ready whenever you need. Oh, don't you fear. See, I know it. And I really wanted to hear it while we were on the beach.
Okay.
But that didn't happen.
You probably should have put it on your Spotify or
I'm gonna put it on my runner's playlist.
Okay.
But with that, I want to know, just like people who drive Jeeps, they have a way. Is there a runner's wave? Is there a runner's handshake that I should know? Do you know this?
I don't, because I'm one of those people. I don't put stickers on my car, but if I did, it'd be one of those 0.0 ones on the back.
Yeah, yep, I do. I do think that the people with the 13.1 and the 26.2 stickers are very braggy. Very braggy. Although I will tell you this, I fully intend on putting one on for everyone that I complete, which might only be one. I'm going to commemorate it with a sticker on my car.
I think you should plan on buying a bigger car.
And then
to have room for more stickers.
I'm going to put them 13 plus, and then I'm going to put a plus sign between, and I'm going to keep track of my total miles that I've run in half marathons after I do my first one in the spring.
Okay.
So that is my goal right now. And then I'm wondering, okay, so the other day I went on a run, mm-hmm. this past Friday, and I wore a different pair of running shoes
okay.
than I normally do. And it was, I actually went to a nature trail, so it was like on muddy paths with steps and stuff. And I ended up like wearing, Can you see where I rubbed the skin off on my ankle?
Oh,
right there?
Ow, yeah.
Okay, so then after that happened, I needed Neosporin and waterproof Band-Aids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the Walmart and I got myself a generic thing of Neosporin and I got the Fancy Pants waterproof Band-Aids,
mm-hmm.
actual Band-Aid brand. I don't think that there is legitimately such a thing as a waterproof Band-Aid. Because none of them are staying on my ankle and I don't understand why.
Oh.
Which leads me to think, at what point of being a runner do I need to put Band-Aids on my nipples?
I would imagine when they start chafing.
Do they make nipple Band-Aids? And if they don't, why? Why don't they make nipple Band-Aids? I have so many questions.
There's another crowdfunding idea.
So many ideas. So the two-part private part loofah washer... One for the front and one for the back.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly labeled.
Yes.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Because you don't want an infection from that. And nipple Band-Aids.
The fact that both of your crowdfunding ideas have to do with privates.
That tells you where my brain is, right?
And on that note.
I think I'm just going to start putting Band-Aids on my nipples so that I feel like more of a runner.
Okay.
I already put the chafing stuff on my arms
uh-huh.
because they rub and okay. it bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my arms might catch fire if they rub any more than they do. So I have to buy that stick of stuff that you rub on your arms. I could just put that stuff on my nipples too. Why not?
There you go.
Who needs nipple Band-Aids when you can just put chafing powder?
I think we've talked through that problem.
I think I would have to get fancy Band-Aids. Like I have some Jesus Band-Aids.
Where did you get Jesus Band-Aids?
I don't know, but I have Jesus Band-Aids, and they have Jesus, like, with his prayer hands.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it's to kind of help you heal faster. If Jesus is on the Band-Aid, then
okay.
duh. I need that. Jesus nipple Band-Aids.
To help your nipples heal faster.
That would make sense, right?
Jesus themed, help my nipples heal faster.
Themed, some of them could just be like balls of hair. So your nipple looks like a hairy ball?
Oh, my God.
That made me laugh.
We've gone down a really dark path.
We should just go home.
I think so.
Thank you for humoring me.
That's what I do.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.